Don't say, get the dumb scat now. Wow, no wago ma gun take fun with a cigar so yan e gua.
Hey yo, yeah. Katamskat na wow na wago maganak dalas waskat netsiga.
We want to say tata wow. We want to welcome you guys back to some more Cree Chatter Hour. This is our first episode in August. So welcome back, guys. We hope you guys had a beautiful summer. You know, summer's winding down here and you sure feel it in the air. That's for sure.
Oh, Nipen.
Where were we this past weekend?
Tapasi, Magigwe Nipen. Well, we were everywhere, and we just want to clarify things here before we start off our show, Nawig Magan. We did not accept any checks from my Sky Daddy,
Jeremy.
I forgot his name.
Come on, he's your Sky Daddy.
My Sky Daddy, but we're back here today.
Man, no, that's where we were this weekend. We were in Sutina with our Dene relatives down there in Treaty 7 territory. It was a really good time down there. my throat was getting dry. Man. Sorry, it's been a while since we recorded.
No, it was wonderful out there in Dene Nation over there with the Sutina people. Wonderful power. Was Nanaskuman in the Miwait over there. It was wonderful feelings in the Wigimagan being over there.
I didn't get to see Sunday though, because I went all the way over there to San Francisco. I was out there for the American Indian Centers. They take, I guess in San Francisco, they have a lot of these street markets where they block off streets and have like live performances and vendors. But the American Indian Center invited me to perform on their stage during one of the street markets right downtown San Francisco. Boy, it was a nice time. I didn't even think that they had that much of an indigenous population there, but I was wrong, because it's like as soon as they heard the drums, everybody came out of nowhere, and it was awesome. Got to meet a lot of people. There's a lot of history there, and I really enjoyed my stay there.
No, it was... San Francisco is the place I've always wanted to go, so I was so excited for you to go.
And you just about came.
Yeah, San Francisco. But once you left us there on that, I'm trying to remember how to say plane. But it was really, we were really excited for you to go in the Wigamagan. Just because I had my kids and they were so wild. And
you mean they were acting like you?
They were acting like me, man. It's
been really good, though. I guess there's a couple of really big, actually, the only Cree community south of the Medicine Line in the United States. The only Cree res in the United States is having their Batsimuin this weekend. We want to say, go check it out. Rocky Boy Montana will be the one having the Batsimuin down there this weekend. It's always a good time. In fact, shout out to all of our Rocky Boy listeners, especially the Keteyak at the Keteyak home there.
Bimihaganis is a small plane.
Bimihaganis.
Yeah, Bimihaganis.
I said shout out to Rocky Boy.
Rocky Boy, Rocky Boy, Rocky Boy.
Have to get him back in. Have to snap him out of it for a second. He's just Bimihaganis.
Bimihaganis.
Exciting news, though. Frog Lake Powwow was this past week, wasn't it?
It was.
And it went pretty...
Wonderful celebration.
Went, yeah, I'm glad that you guys moved it to the weekday, because... originally, the day that you guys were going to put it on was like how many powwows at the same time?
It was like 10.
10 different powwows.
Including this weekend, right? It was supposed to be this weekend, right? So it was something that, you know, I'm going to admit that I had brought to the table with our...
counselor mode. Counselor mode.
So it was something we tried. The next 4 years in the week of Magan, I was given the opportunity and arranged to be a power peasant, just like my babes here.
Now we're going to have to compete.
Yeah, we're going to have to compete or work together.
Mamo Tamako. I want to compete.
Mamo Tamako, we can work together.
Not only are we both the hosts of the Cree Chatter Hour, or that we both sing at Cree Confederation, but now we're both powwow presidents.
So, you know, when
I want to get a jacket that says that now.
Yeah, Sad Lake's power president, me a Frog Lake power president, and
they're scrapping right now.
But I want to get a bigger jacket than hers. Bigger letters.
Mine's gonna be even bigger. We're all gonna wear one jacket that has one letter that spells out powwow president.
Holy smokes. But you know, that's again, aya, Nawigimagan. So with the power of me being power president Ogama of Alberta, we're going to move our dates to the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. So the week before Saddle Lake.
Let me check if that's even going to be the week before Saddle Lake, okay, before we start making any commitments here.
Yes, yes. I actually looked before I made that decision because I didn't want to run into any kind of situation with my neighbor, Saddle Lake, man. I don't want to go to war with them, huh?
Yeah, it's probably good you don't, because we have a bigger population.
Yeah, there's like 16,000 of you guys. And...
yeah, that's the right. 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Yeah. That's usually when we have ours, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. The third weekend in June is usually when we have ours.
You guys do the
20th. So you guys 29th. Would be the 15th, 16th.
Okay. That, okay.
There you go. Try to take our date. Back on the topic, though. Okay. Pre-Cheddar Hour. You know, we got to meet more than a few of our listeners during our powwow travels this summer. We actually got to meet up with I am Nahio at Enoch, and we will be having him on the show this fall. I'd love to talk with him and, you know, talk with him about the language and get his perspective on a lot of things when it comes to language learning, especially for beginners. Like I said, we always like to shout out all the different resources we have on social media for you guys. So we'll share some more of that later in the show.
I am Nahio. That's how he talks, like.
He does a really good job, though. I think he was one of the first pages I actually found on social media that was kind of well followed and had a lot of people who, you know, it was really interesting. Speaking of that, though, yes, Rocky Boys this weekend, as well as Mosquito in Saskatchewan. Is that that's Treaty 6 still?
That's Treaty 6, my love.
Treaty 6. So that's where I think the Confeds will be this weekend. Come on out there, you guys. We actually, our summer is going to be winding down here. We've kind of just been sticking close to home because our mister here has a new role he plays in his community. But I am really looking forward to, I'll actually be going to New York in September.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be going to New York with you, too, as well. You're not going to leave me to go to New York. I'm going to go.
Well, you didn't come with me this last one. But looking forward to all of that. Like, what, Dallas, is there anything you want to say about what's, you know, how the summer went for your group, yourself, and powwows in general?
Well, absolutely. First of all,
you guys probably got like
Cheddar Hour.
Three different versions of Dallas just within this first 8 minutes.
And, you know, the way it's been really, you know, and a lot of good things have been going good for us this summer. The travels have been wonderful, safe, which is the best thing. A lot of exciting things, and we got to witness our Nicosis Ambrose singing powwow.
Oh, that was the best.
And I got to witness my daughter's. She's really into dancing, and then it gives us that motivation as parents to keep going and to go travel around, because, you know, we always thought, oh, when we're done with powwows, but it's obviously that we're not going to be done for a long time with our West Side. Yeah.
That was beautiful. I want to shout out to the group Baby Flats.
Baby Flats.
They are the young Awasisuk, not Basisuk, from Treaty 7 territory. They had a spot open for our son, and he got to sing there. You know, he's been talking about them since we've seen them in Kainai the weekend before. And he was like, oh, I seen a kids group. He even brought his own drumstick in Sotina, and they let him sing, thanks to, you know, his dad encouraging him. Honey, you brought him over there. And that was a start. Now he's just been practicing this whole time.
The founder of that group, his name is Arnold Mountain Horse, and their original group was called Moccasin Flats.
I remember that.
And they're from that area. So it's his son, Arnold's son, that's that little crisp kid there. That's his group. They're Baby Flats. And yeah, it was wonderful because, you know, they were really excited to see my son there, and, you know, knowing who his dad was, and they treated him really good. They really wanted him to come back all the time. They had a chair for him. Get him a chair. You know, it was like that, right? Once they seen us there, and it was so cool, man. And
those boys, though, you know, I think it's really important, especially when we go to our celebrations, that we encourage our young ones. Like, I know there has been some powwows when they're in day pay and they see young kids, they'll skip them a lot of the times. And that's remembered. I remember you shared a story actually here on Cree Chatter Hour about when you first started singing, you and your singers, your friends,
yeah.
you guys would hitchhike to powwows with your yeah. drum and even sleep on the stands, and then you guys would sing, and you had these visions of grandeur of being a champion singers and yeah. a champion group one day. And now look at, you know, yeah. it's like a full it's circle wonderful. Moment.
We would sit in the, when they would announce the winners, we knew we weren't going to place, but we would pretend it would be so excited. And your first place champion, then we'd say our name. I think our name was like, what were we? Like Wandering Spirit. No, like Flow and River. Our name was mm-hmm. Flow and River. Then I'd say, then you're winning. We'd all say, Flow and River. You know, we'd pretend we run down there and mm-hmm. all that stuff, right? So, yeah, it's interesting how you could put that into the universe and see where I'm at today, right? So, and I just had this wonderful vision talking about these Awasak, you know, these young Nagamawinowak, that maybe that's something we could do as committee. You know, Sad Lake Frog, like we could put on a youth contest.
That would
right?
be awesome. You know, I think there's only been one other place that did that, and it really blew up, and that was San Manuel yeah. in California. And they had youth groups from all over. Speaking of youth groups that actually won that contest, Ho-Chunk Station from Wisconsin. They were, I think, one of the very first winners of that contest when they were all just young boys. Now, this is the first summer I seen them up here in Canada, and yeah. they've been cleaning house. Yeah. They've been doing really awesome. Shout out to the Ho-Chunk Station boys there. You guys have been doing awesome. And you know what? I think that is a perfect example of how much a little of encouragement can go a long ways. Those boys started off just like, you know, baby flats did, and now look where they are. They're on their way, and it's pretty amazing to witness.
It is, and to think about, I think they were called the Mustangs from Muscogees.
Mm-hmm.
They won this past year too,
yeah.
right, from Hobima.
And they have roots to some pretty awesome groups
yeah.
where they come from. Like Mama says, you know, she's the mom and of a couple of those boys. She sang with Northern Cree, and she sings with a lot of other groups. But you have, you know, one of their dads is from Blackstone, and
yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, yeah. So that's a good idea. Maybe we could throw that out there. And, you know, I know what those young groups, they have prepared, right? They have their fundraising and all that stuff. And maybe we could put that out soon for our sister and brother powwows, as we're going to call it, right? Because I know Sad Lake's going to go first.
Wait, are we sister and brother?
Yes, well, husband and wife powwow.
There you go.
So we'll go Sad Lake, and then Frog Lake will go after Sad Lake, so... I think it'll work better that way, because I didn't want to get confused with that, but because I know that weekend's open too at the end of June, so everybody can go to your powwow and come on over to mine.
Yeah, don't you try take my date just because you're a powwow president for a couple of days here.
Oops. I was just telling everybody, 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
I was like, wait, what? That's my date.
Oops. Of January. That's way off.
Oh, we're going to have a powwow every month this year. But it's going to be a good... You guys catch the last few powwows that we have in Treaty 6 territory, because I do know that round dance season is coming up and it's going to start picking up here. And if you don't live in the area here, maybe you're one of our listeners that listens from another province or another country. If that's one thing I think everybody needs to experience, it's a round dance in Treaty 6 territory in Alberta and Saskatchewan.
Oh, by the way, I'm a round dance president too for 4 years.
Boy, this guy just president of everything.
Round dance president, Frog League too.
Round
what's
dance,
up?
Round dance president, power president.
Yeah, I'm also the sweat president.
Hand game president.
Oh,
yeah. Boy, now, so you guys make sure you come on out. We'll start sharing some more posters once they come out. We're looking forward to seeing each and every single one of you somewhere down the trail, whether it's powwows or when the round dances pick up. Don't be afraid to come and say hi. We always like listening and meeting you guys.
Meeting you, meeting me. Hey.
Everything turns into a Lard song with this guy.
You know, our next door neighbor has better grass than my weeds in the back. Hi-yo, hey.
Never mind all of our listeners out here, just picture our grass is like Red's grass. It's mostly weeds that take it up. And you know, both sides of our neighbors, they have that really good Munya grass.
Yeah.
There's no weeds in theirs. Dallas just cuts straight weeds when he mows our lawn. I was like, you should do something about that. It kind of looks a little rugged.
They put like grass seeds on their grass, and me, I just throw my bacon grease out there on my grass there and cut it.
You still do that? No. I told you to stop doing that. This isn't the res. No,
this is our res line.
Oh, just like here. That TikTok. This isn't the res. You can't do that here.
Cool, that's so funny, man.
Stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.